Our next guest is a writer, he's a historian, he's a researcher, social media, social justice worker, social action minister, Dr. Randy Short. He's become a fast friend of the Power Hour. He's influential, certainly in the Baltimore area, really nationally, but really focusing on the Baltimore area, different elections. We'll discuss what is Baltimore like, the Kamala Harris situation. But, of course, Roger Stone is where we want to focus. He's a close confidant of Roger, and we'll go there. Dr. Randy Short, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Very glad. Always good to have you. Let's start with Roger Stone. We hear things in the media. I knew when that judge that was involved, we discussed that. You were on here before. We then heard stories about the jury itself and the bias that was naturally built into it. Give us a background. You know, just kind of what did we see with this whole circus,
this flea circus?
Yeah.
It's a lynching. I'm black. I can say it. Okay. It was a lynching. And that's my friend. If you want to know what my great, great, great grandfather looked like, him and Roger Stone could be twins. I've been a fan of his. And forgive me. I almost get upset. Look, Washington, D.C. is still about half black, right? There were only three black men out of a jury pool of 120 people.
Wow.
Okay, and two of them were gay, and one was a foreigner. Okay, I was there. And
This is stuff we haven't heard here. You're telling me there was a jury pool, you know, and for ladies and gentlemen, before a trial, you have a certain pool of people to pick, and the lawyers can go through. And Washington, D.C., which is where the trial was, it's mostly black, or about at least about half black, and there were three black people in the pool.
Three black men.
And one of them was a foreigner.
There were some black women. I would say the jury pool looked like they got it from Dubuque, Iowa. Okay, I'm a Washingtonian.
Wow.
My family was in the first census in 1790 in Washington. I also had, you know, so I think I know a little about Washington. It didn't look like a Washington jury. It was full of lawyers, government employees, contractors for government agencies. One person, two people, they had to put on the little seashell sound so we couldn't hear. So there may have been CIA people on the jury. They put these people on.
What do you mean
our,
by that? What do you mean seashell?
I'm saying that they had lawyers, and there were people who had clear conflict of interest. That, in fact, you know, I was praying that God made one of them sick, and she got sick. I was like, praise God, which you could made all of them sick. They had one black woman that looked like Buddha with earrings. They had people that would be hostile to him openly. They were sneering at the family, sneering at him. Some of them weren't even paying attention to the jury instructions. I mean, it was awful. The judge said something about me, and I don't care because I told one of the reporters that, look, the fact that they had three white men, not one black man, and about seven white women, four black women, and then an Asian or whatever. And there was a Hispanic woman that struck me as being LGBTQ. She was giggling with the black gay guy, and I warned Stone's attorneys, don't let the black guy on the thing. No, let me be the Jim Crow angel to you. You don't want that black guy. Don't let him in there. He came in the next day when they're going to pick the jury. He had a nose ring on. And I was like, and then the mean Latino. This was to destroy Roger Stone. They wanted Daisy Chain up to Trump. But the people in the jury, every time, oh, my God, every time that Roger's defense had the prosecution on the ropes, whenever they objected, they got every objection that they wanted from the judge, practically. Are you understanding me?
And,
yes, I do. You know, and she could be nice and all because she's going to hang them. She was much kinder this time than the previous time because this time, you know, it's, you know, I guess even the person at the gallows can smile because they're going to cut your head off or they're going to hang you, you know.
Wow.
So it was mean. It was mean. It was mean.
Dr. Short, let's pause for a second, because I know, and this is personal for you. This isn't just reporting or assignment for you. There's a personal nature of your relationship with Roger, and it's personal. I understand. Let's back up. The jury itself. Now, supposedly in federal trials or what have you, there's a conviction rate of over 98%, and people are astounded by that figure and wonder how can that happen. When you have cases like this, it sounds like unquestionably the jury pool was manipulated. Certain people are put in, CIA people are put in, the government worker. It sounds like they got their lineup ready. I mean, how does this happen? How is it so rigged? I mean, you're telling me that this thing is rigged from the beginning. I mean, how does it get like this?
It gets like this because it's just us one percenters that get justice. Remember, they convict 98%, which means maybe the lower tier of the 1% that are really doing great, they get justice. The other people get they get the book thrown at them. And this is what's happened to Roger, and this is what they're trying to do to Flynn and Stockman. And anyone who happens to like Donald Trump, I guess, belongs in Guantanamo, some of these resistance people think.
Before the election, or after the election also, we heard Trump talk a lot about locking Hillary Clinton up and draining the swamp, and we have seen that really just the opposite has occurred. Friends of Trump, really patriots who are acting, you know, you can make a very strong case for all those people you said that there's a patriotic element to their actions, and now they're facing time behind bars and facing the whole system coming down on them. It seems a very unfortunate turn of events. Is it really that bad? Is the deep state really that in control?
It's that bad. And you know, people call Trump a dictator. That little Asian reporter that comes on CNN, who I don't listen to, who annoys me. I mean, I would to God that Trump were a dictator. He could clean this stuff up. Trump has been too kind to his enemies and adversaries, okay? They're lucky I'm not one of his advisors. Because I don't think Trump isn't a monster. Trump is a businessman. He's a person that likes friends that have, and in reality, he wants to move the country forward. Even if he's got a White House honeycomb with rhinos and brinos, which means black Republican in name only. They're there too. I mean, we got our traitors too. Trust me. I'm an equal opportunity exposed.
Skin color knows no bounds when it comes to corruption.
Right. traitors. We've got traitors. So you've got a White House full of snitches and opportunists and people who really make America great again. And they have contempt for Trump, but they're all at the trough. And they only care about themselves. So as a result, Trump doesn't have loyal people who are looking out for him or for America. And at the same time, certain people around him have not told Trump the full options. Like, if we want to know who hacked the Democratic National Committee server, Trump should nationalize that company and take the stuff. And lucky I'm not up in there. Just take it from him. And let's find out what happened. And cut this crap out.
You're making a great point here, because so many times we hear, in the interest of national security, we're going to do this, and it's ridiculous stuff. But
and Trump hasn't done
server,
that. Yeah. Trump has been more lenient and democratic than Obama or Bush or Clinton. You should just do it. And see, Trump has the swag, but this is why they're after Stone and Flynn, the people that Trump trusts. The people that Trump can rely on to tell him the real deal, they've got those guys on their way to Devil Island. And that has to change. And this is why we've got to get – Roger's been asking me, you know, I've known Kanye West since 1992. I need to get to him and to Kim Kardashian, get someone that Trump trusts to get all these guys pardoned. You know, they have this White House wrapped in a KGB deep state styrofoam and aluminum foil, where really righteous people oftentimes can't get word or information into the right hands. You understand what I'm saying?
And I do.
Someone's got to do that. Somebody's got to get. We can save if we can get Roger Stockman and Flynn. In fact, Trump should give a middle finger to all of his adversaries by just doing it for Christmas and let them all be ho-ho-hos but hurt.
Let me ask you about Roger. When's the last time you talked to him?
It's been about a week.
And how's he doing?
Roger's okay, but he needs cash. And there is a StoneFamilyDefense.com where he's asking people to send him resources. He needs resources. He needs that for the appeal. And also, let's just talk Turkey here. He and I agree, and that's why I'm just going for it. Roger will be murdered if he's even in jail one day. They'll get him. This is no joke. If we don't want him murdered or assassinated, we can't let him even be handcuffed. It just can't happen. And there are enough of us who are going to say hell no to this. And just so if we can get to our president and other people and say, for the sake of your base, for the sake of the people who've had to put up with Don Lemon and Maxine and John Lewis and, my God, and all the other Satan's helpers, for us who've had to put up with them and their attacks, defy them. The same way Andrew Jackson destroyed the Bank of the United States, Trump should pardon those people who have been loyalists because he needs them to get back in 11 months from now.
Why is Roger Stone so hated? Is it because he basically kicked the Hillary Clinton crime machine right out in the open? Or why is he so
despised?
Well,
he's exposed pedophiles. He exposed Epstein. Look, there's a problem on the right. The right doesn't attack its enemies, okay? The left attacks. The right, they're the cell block chumps. They don't lash out at people.
Why?
You know
why?
Part of it, I think, it used to be they did. They've been gaslighted and white shamed into not saying what is so. When Trump said what's true about Baltimore, oh, that's racist. No, it's not. You know what's racist? I just had a mayoral candidate I'm working with tell me that money that a predominantly Republican Congress set aside for black people, mostly the folks in public housing in the cities, it's been stolen over the last 51 years. And it's been with black folks in office. Who's racist? The one that let these kids die in the street or the president that says it's wrong?
Obviously, you're not afraid to talk about race, and I think that's important. So, I haven't prefaced some of this. So let's talk about race a little bit. Do you think this idea, you mentioned white shaming and what have you, and victim mentality, you've talked about that before. Do you think the white and black divide that's been pushed by corporate media, do you think that's the basis of why now conservative people are almost pushed in a corner and feel like we can't say anything because we're going to offend some minority group or some special group or whatever? Do you think that's kind of the beginning of this, or what's
but
your
feeling? It's the left. It's not blacks don't own the media. I'm here in Baltimore. The folks aren't mad at Trump here. You were told we were mad. The American people aren't allowed to know each other, and we don't all have to love each other. I don't get along with a lot of family I have, okay? But we should at least know, we should know where we're coming from. If people found out that Trump's support for blacks, I mean, depending on where, it's approaching 25-30%. That's with all of the, all the, I told you it's going to happen because people want jobs. And there's something else. The divide that is here, there's one. We don't have to like each other all the time, but we shouldn't kill each other, shouldn't hate one another. Part of the divide was caused by Obama. Obama, and I'll never stop saying Obama allowed the subprime lenders to to get those who, those people couldn't get restituted for their houses, but people who got the regular loans did. A phenomenal gentleman who happens to be white for Homeland Security was talking about problems of bad apples getting into the different law enforcement agencies. Who suppressed the report? Obama, not Mitch McConnell. Even if Mitch McConnell wanted to suppress, he didn't. So a lot of the police and other things that are going on, there was an opportunity, supposedly a black person. I don't claim him. You can have him. In fact, you can have 100% of him. Take the other half. Didn't do anything about cleaning up and making certain that those people who protect and serve, not only do Blue Lives Matter, but Blue Lives are accountable. My father was a policeman, so I don't want cops shot down. At the same time, I have rogue cops in the family that would steal people's drug money. So we do have some people who violate their authority, but punish the bad ones. But we need the police. Like here in Baltimore, where we're headed towards 320 or 325 murders, we need police. In fact, we don't have enough. And when they beat up folk, beat up the right person. Don't beat up the grandmother in the dollar store. That's just ugly. But if it's some child molester, because I told folks, I'm a hypocrite. I talked about police brutality, but I told the communications person for the police here in Baltimore, I'm a hypocrite. Because if I came up on a man raping a child, or if I came up on a person doing something, I don't know if I could get a pedophile to the police station. Okay, I don't know if I could do that. I really don't think I could. A man raping a girl, whatever, I'm sorry. I probably, oops, pat, pat, pat,
oops.
And so we all have to embrace the hypocrisy that we get angrier with other people than we are with ourselves about our own stuff. That's everybody. We have to stop blaming the other. The Bible says you talk about the splinter in your neighbor's eye and you got a tree in yours. And we got a tree in our communities. All the communities have a tree and we're looking at somebody else.
Let me ask you about the justice system corruption. You talked about, you know, if you're talking about local police running around in a cruiser, that's one level. Now you're talking about Roger Stone, the trial, the sham trial, kangaroo court, the jury check. That's another level. I'm looking at this and the corruption in America is so great. The deception, the banks are stealing money. You mentioned the housing crisis, the billions and billions that are being stolen hand over fist, the corruption at Roger Stone level, the corruption we're seeing even at the local level. I mean, it's hard to have a whole lot of confidence in the quote unquote justice system right now.
It is. And before this, the Clintons and others who brought us mass incarceration, 90% of the people that go to jail never contest their charges. They plead, which means a lot of people are innocent. So this is the metastasizing. So I said to folks, why are you walking with Roger Stone? I said, you know what? If an affluent white man can't get justice in America, we're damned.
I will stand with him.
I don't care who don't like me. And I've had to block some folks and the people who said, I saw you on the paper with Roger Stone. And who do you think you are? They made me so angry I cleaned my robe. I went down and washed it right. It would be shiny the next day. Okay.
We got a couple of minutes before the break. Obviously, you're in right there in Baltimore. Maybe final thoughts on Roger. What can we do before we – on the other side? What can we do to help him? You mentioned a website.
Send us some money. StoneFamilyDefense.com. Stone, the S is capitalized. The F in family is capitalized. The D in defense is capitalized.com. He needs it in all denominations. I mean, I don't know. You can send a gift card, do something. He needs money. They have bled him white. That is wrong.
It is wrong. It's terrible. That's no matter what you think of Roger Stone. I mean, our audience, I'm sure, is very upset by how he's been treated. It doesn't matter what you think of Roger. Personally, the way this has gone about, this is wrong. And when the government
Roger Stone,
can come down on you, go ahead.
Roger Stone, you need to know, is a hero. He's the first person to raise millions of dollars to fight against mass incarceration. They didn't really let the jury know that. They tried to make him into a Nazi, and it's outrageous. The first person, I don't know anyone black that did it. So what, and folks say, oh, he did it because he's a Republican. I says, I don't care why he did it. He did it. What did you do?
Yeah, good question. What were your thoughts, maybe, what were your thoughts as you're sitting there in the courtroom watching all this happen? I mean, you had to just be boiling over.
I was mad. On top of that, the air in the room seemed to be poisoned. One of Roger's friends had a seizure. We were gagging. You know, I had to take some Jack Daniels with lemon and so forth to, because I got sick from being in the room. It's as if they had poison in the air. I'm just
That's
telling
weird.
You, ask Roger. Everybody was getting sick being in the room. But you could feel the hate of the jury. You could feel the hate of the judge. You could see the schmaltzy, incompetent prosecutors who had nothing. Credico is a liar. Bannon didn't want to be there. The Asian broad, I mean, really.
What did Bannon say? When you were there, for Bannon, what did Bannon say?
Yes, I was there for Bannon. Bannon basically... The only thing he could say is one person that they felt may have known or had access to Assange was stoned because that's what was, but there's no direct connection between Trump and Assange. And it was proven that Roger Stone had no connection to Assange. Credico set him up. Credico's a liar. Credico is a fraud. And oh, the other one, forgive me, the one that worked with, the gentleman that Manafort, that guy that came in, he admitted to being a liar, a chief, a thief, a cheat, all of that, and he'd made a deal. So basically, you have jailhouse snitches crucifying a person who's the biggest thing that Roger Stone did. He didn't want to give away a trade secret. He didn't have the trade secret. He didn't want to give it up. He doesn't belong in jail.
There's the music. We'll be on the other side of more with Dr. Randy Short, who does a lot of good there in the Baltimore area, really across the country, speaking out. I love it when different races get together and talk about a subject with passion. I love it. It's like that's been taboo or something. No, why can't white and black people talk about something with passion? Wow, why can't we? ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Everyone's attention before we go on just on Roger is that the Stone Family Defense .com, they really need that. There are also petitions up on change.org, and there's a White House petition. Everybody needs to sign that or call. Call your friends. Call your pastors. Don't. Roger Stone shall not die. You've got to decide. And that's one thing. So that was the last. Oh, and I was going to say something else that Roger Stone has never gotten the credit for, but Roger Stone is responsible for bringing to the attention the reemergence of genocide and slavery of black Africans in Libya that Hillary Clinton and Obama did. Not only that, he was the one person that we could go to expose the rapes, the pedophilia, the human trafficking in Haiti, as well as Hillary Clinton's giving Apache helicopters to mass murder Christians in West Papua. And so Roger Stone for me is a human rights defender, in particular for black folks. So I don't care who doesn't like me, right? I just don't.
And, hey, Dr. Short, sorry about that. I delayed there for a second coming back. You picked right up. You don't need me. You could just take this whole half hour. I know it. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Obviously, Jeffrey Epstein somewhere is connected in all this story. There's now talk that he's even a Mossad, Israeli Mossad agent. Basically, he was blackmailing politicians with underage girls and boys and what have you. How deep is this? You're closer to this. You live in Baltimore. You rub elbows with some of these people.
I live in D.C. I'm working in Baltimore.
How deep is this? How deep
it's
is this
deep.
Rabbit hole?
It's very deep. I'll give you a quick story. Cinco de Mayo 2005, I had a butler job in Dennis Hastert's office. And Dennis Hastert was talking to this kid like he's going to put him on the desk and get busy. I had to go into a room and scream because I said, this can't be. But so I begged to get out of the contract. I didn't want to go back up on Capitol Hill after that. And I called and told people, the Speaker of the House is a pedophile, but don't don't put my name on. I don't want them to hurt me, whoever this is. And that it took 10 years for it to come out. It came out in 2015. In the 2015 May, it came out. Exactly 10 years and 10 days after I had told people that Dennis Hastert and others, and Nancy Pelosi was there too. These people are creepy. And they all have a blackmail listing of other people. That's how politics works. And by the way, Roger Stone exposed Epstein. That's another reason his life is in danger.
So, you know, for people who are hearing this, there's a little bit of, I don't know what the word is. There's degrees of separation. When you hear something on the news or you read these stories or what have you, it seems like it's distant, so it's not, it's almost not real. You know, the TV is fiction. But when hearing right. somebody like you tell this story and you're really putting a reality to it, maybe that some don't understand. Is it really true that Washington is run by a bunch of satanic pedophiles? I mean, is that too strong a statement to make?
I would certainly say some of the people have to be. There's some very odd stuff. Let me share this with you. Wow, 30-some-odd years ago, when I was in high school, I was going to go to the D.C. paid school to get out of public schools. Yeah, I'm tired, you know. And something told me not to. That year, 1982-83, there's a big scandal where the congressmen were having sex with these underage boys at the Capitol paid school. And this is an ongoing situation, okay? And so if you are in Congress, you are part of the ruling elite, at least in name. And if you're having affairs with kids, you're a pedophile ruler. And to me, if you're not righteous, you're not with Christ, you're not with God, then you're Luciferian. So by deduction, induction, and subtraction, there's some truth to it. And I'm just saying the story about Dennis Hastert is true. I can get people who can tell you I told them this years and years and years ago. And at the end of 2014, I began to tell people I've been waiting 10 years for the truth to come out on Dennis Hastert. And there are other such people. We have a problem in this country. You know, the United States is the leading country in the world where you have sexual slavery. We produce a disproportionate amount of pornography. There's a lot of aberrant, incorrect things in the land. And you know that there was this big movement for the Gay Equality Act that would have brought pedophilia and made it legal and protected, made them a protected class under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, amended. Most of the Congress voted for it. Trump has been attacked because he came against the Gay Equality Act, which was H.R. 5, which is Senate Bill 788. And McConnell has been under attack increasingly as he's held up this being put on the floor of the Senate for people to look at making necrophilia and pedophilia and to being black or a woman or a Native American. So this isn't something that you can actually pick it up, read it. There's a movement called the Minor Attracted Persons, which that's another way of saying pedophile, or VERPED, virtuous pedophile, literally. Oh. This is not my imagination. And this is what's happening in the country. This, in fact, the capital of pedophilia in America is Baltimore because allegedly the National Association of Men and Boy Love is somewhere hidden here. So there are people who want pedophilia legalized. There is a stripe on the rainbow flag for pedophiles. So someone wants this. If you've read the Gay Manifesto, if you've read the manifesto by Michael Swift, these people say they want pedophilia, and they have power. And if you notice, Mr. Biden and all the Democratic candidates have said that they would support the Gay Equality Act if they were president.
Explain that, Dr. Short. Explain, you know, people, they just see Taylor Swift just talking. Well, we want, you know,
not
love.
Taylor Swift, Michael Swift. With.
Explain that. Explain why this is a basically de facto making pedophilia legal.
It's not equal for me to have sex with a five-year-old. It's a scientific fact that your brain fully develops around the age of 22 for men and about 18 to 20 for women. when you're messing with someone under the age where they can truly give consent, it's rape. It's sexual abuse. And there are people, like in California, you know that child prostitution has been decriminalized. And the California Healthy Child Education Act, they're teaching people how to put lubrication in their rear ends in the first grade in kindergarten. Really? You can't teach people to read and write or subtract and add, but you can teach them to put lubrication in their orifices, and you're teaching them this. Why would you teach a child at four if you didn't think they may try it at four or five or be receptive to it happening?
Why do we put up with this? This drives me insane, what's going on in California, other states too. It's not just California.
Yeah, I know. It's all over. It's all over. Well, because, in a nutshell, this group has money, and they've done something very sinister. They have made civil rights, which was to make things right between black and white people, they've hijacked it and made it about sodomy. And people who want the country to move forward are very receptive because they want things to get better, and they're getting played. And by the way, this administration, I didn't always agree with Jeff Sessions, but I agree with him 100%. The Civil Rights Act, equal protection under the law, wasn't about sexuality. And a man isn't a woman isn't a man, boys don't belong in girls' sports and so forth. That wasn't what Martin Luther King or my grandmother here from Baltimore named Irene Morgan, who won the first Supreme Court case outlawing Jim Crow segregation of buses in 1946, March, wasn't fighting for pedophilia and zoophilia and for people to eat bowel movement. That's not what it was about. And in fact, if people were in the Klan against something like that, I'd have to say, you know what, I might pay their dry cleaning bills.
I didn't ask you about this before. I don't know how. We'll just have this conversation. I've always thought about some of these civil rights statutes of 64, the ways things are forced, especially even the issue about eating in different restaurants. I've always been of the opinion that I don't want the government to start forcing, because pretty soon it leads to, okay, well, we're going to force you to accept pedophilia, because that's where this goes. I was always under the feeling that, look, if there's a restaurant that won't let black people or white people or whoever in a restaurant, then I just won't go to that restaurant. I just won't patronize them. But when you give the government control to make force these businesses, it's the same thing with the cake bakers. You know, I don't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. Well, you have to. It's the same. Whether you disagree or not, it becomes forced to make you. And that now we're getting in, having a discussion way different than just black people eating at a diner.
It's nuanced. Because if you live in places where you can't get credit or you can't get licenses to set up your own restaurants, if you understand the plantation system, if you understand that there was great resistance to people having their own businesses that they could go to, then the only place you could go to was the one for the other people. In a perfect world, if everybody had the same thing, that would be one thing. You go where you want to go. But if you have credit redlining and other things that are clearly wrong, where you don't allow people to have for themselves, then you force them to go to you, and then you say they can't come. We can't have people in a double bind. You see, in terms of the cake thing, there were gay bakers that could make them the cake, right? They wanted to attack the Masterpiece Cake Shop and force their LGBTQ ideology on a Christian. This wasn't what people, like, if you want to use the restroom, and I can just tell you, I know what it's like back in the 60s to get stranded, and people were angry that you were stranded because of your color. You're trying to get out. You're afraid you're going to get killed because you're where people don't want you. If you haven't had that kind of experience, then you can make a naive assumption. And I know what it's like to wonder if I'm going to get killed for using a bathroom. I wasn't trying to force myself on anyone, but what do you do? So people have to have a comprehensive understanding of what it is like to be discriminated against based on color and class, and understand it's very different from what some of these other people are pushing for. Okay, so, and it's to such a degree, if I told you one of the grandparents of one of my cousins who looked white, but the custom was, because blacks couldn't come in the front door, they had to ring a bell to remind people, don't serve me because I'm not white. Nobody else has been through anything quite to that. Imagine having to tell someone, don't help me, I only look white. I've got blonde hair and blue eyes, but I'm really a Negro. Please don't let me try on anything. That's insane. That's insane to make people live like that. I'm not saying that's what you're suggesting. So when they do
the gay black thing,
you've got to have your own to be able to do that. If you create an economy that does not allow people to have their own stores to do that, and you make them dependent on the people that don't want them around, that's sort of part of what has happened. And that's somewhere where people have to be honest that you really have had serious problems in the country. We've had civil wars and movements and riots because the Second Commandment, which Christians are supposed to acknowledge, often goes wanting systematically.
I'm sitting there listening to you, and obviously, no, I haven't had those situations, but I'm hearing the same, like you're expressing, hey, for me to be persecuted just to go to the bathroom. It's almost the same argument, and I think it's what you're saying. Hey, I'm minor attracted person. Hey, I have a certain sexual orientation. I'm being neglected. I can't, my life is in danger because I'm, they're using the
they're
same.
They're lying.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I can't look and tell at what someone's private personal preference is. It's very different. We're talking about immutability and choices. I can choose to try to go out with Kanye and make everyone know, or I could be silent about it. Or, but I can't, people can't not see what I look like. So it's a false analogy between these. And these people are very vicious, they're very cynical. And you know who everyone's going to be mad at? When all these things get, they're going to get mad at us for not wanting to be forced to be on the back of the bus. Do you understand? We're not doing this. And in reality, if you look at who's by this community to basically force us to be human shields for their perversion, this is what the left has done to the black community. We're being used to force filth down the throats of other Americans that we don't want forced. And trust me, that fat slob, Reverend William Barber, the one that was with Buttigieg, the one from South Bend over Indiana, okay, they've made this unity that does not exist, and we're being exploited. The same way the communists would recruit among blacks, they wanted to use us as cannon fodder to take this country down. We don't want that. We simply want to live in the country that we're from. I'm an American. I'm not a communist, and I don't want to attack or impose myself on other people. But at the same time, things like Jim Crow and other stuff, it imposes itself on black folks. People try to leave and be in areas where they could be alone, and folks say, you can't leave. Folks, so you have to really know the history to understand that folks have actually tried. Actually, when people go off to have their own community where they go to their own stores, you know what they call that? They call that black separatism. So if I go off by myself, I'm racist for not wanting to be around people. If I come to the same place, I'm forcing myself. This is sort of, if people don't understand that that's a mind and control game where you don't give any options, where did someone come from with the idea that you can't be to yourself and you can't come around? It's not coming from the people coping with that. So there's a power relationship.
Let me interrupt here. This is a very important discussion, and I think there's too many more people that I'd rather ask this question. Okay, in the context of everything you're saying, one, I hope our audience knows there's a hidden truth that in the early 1900s, late 1800s, black communities in many of these cities, they were creating their own economy. They were starting to develop their own banks and being independent and all those things, and that got squashed real quick, just so people know that. And so I'm going along with
and it got squashed by the civil rights movement. The NAACP and these other people, they were hostile to blacks having their own.
Yes.
See, there are people who want to force themselves on others. That's disgusting to me. You should like who you are, not impose yourself on others. So, but this wasn't necessarily, the NAACP has never been primarily funded by blacks. It's not a black organization. It's an organization with some black front men, but the money has come from other communities. This is sort of where, when we don't know each other's history of what's going on, like Black Lives Matter is being funded by Soros. I have an associate who had a friend who had a Black Lives Matter chapter of 3,000 people in Illinois. Black Lives Matter wouldn't give him one dime because they weren't pushing the LGBTQ agenda. Do you understand?
Wow.
Because this money is coming from George
That's
Soros
important.
And the communists. So what you're being told is black isn't black, but if people aren't empowered to communicate their truth, and you have proxies, the same way people talk about Russian bots. We've got these bots that are black, but they don't work for us. Black Lives Matter isn't liked in our community, but the liberal leftists who put them out there tell you that they are. And
right.
We're not on television. I'm not going to get on CNN to go after Black Lives Matter. There's that film I told you about, Black, White, and Blue, where Black Lives Matter made certain that the film where I trashed them got kept out of all the film festivals in the country. And so it's hard to get the word out from genuine people who are American and proud and black. You don't
right,
hear us.
Short. Dr. Short, I got to interrupt you because we got about 4 minutes, and I have a very important question. One, StoneFamilyDefense.com. We got to get that out there, StoneFamilyDefense.com. I apologize for interrupting you. I have to ask this question. To me, this is the most important present question concerning kind of this line of thinking. Okay, we are being told, white people, black people, whatever, that some of these issues you got to tiptoe around, you can't say certain things, and now it's being applied to this LGBT agenda. How does the conservative, moral, Christian, whatever, how does America now say to the LGBT curriculum that is being shoved down children's throats, how do we say, not only no, hell no, we don't want any part of this, and say it in a way that's not going to be turned against us to where we're being offensive somehow?
Very easy. Release the public safety and health announcements of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that show that LGBTQ folks, irrespective of income levels, have the worst health disparities in the country, that throat cancer, anal cancer, suicide, and everything else. Almost 90% of the syphilis in this country is in the LGBTQ community. Tell the truth about the health of Americans and why health costs keep soaring, as there'll never be enough medicine, never enough treatments or vaccines if people think that they can defy God's law about there being a man and a woman and that certain things are abominable in the eyes of God. All we have to do is science and everything else says we're right. And the morgues and the graveyards say that they're wrong.
Where are the other religious people like you who are speaking out so aggressively? I mean, I am shocked that the churches in California aren't lining up and pulling all their congregations out of school if they're going to teach this crap. I'm shocked. I mean, what good are they?
The 501c3 situation. The churches here are now like the churches in the former Soviet Union. They're more worried about the bottom line than the gates of heaven. And so there's got to be a reformation in American churches. We've gone from God to gold. Take the L out and capitalize the G.
Wow. Wow. We got about a minute and a half or a couple of minutes left. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're passionate. You have a point of view. You're not afraid to mix it up in there. You're a patriot. You're a hero to so many people. And, we are glad to call you a friend, Dr. Short. Last minute or so is yours, whatever you want to say.
Well, quickly, just like Roger, I do Cash App because I definitely need some support to continue to do this fight. It's a $ Dr. Randy Short. The D for DR is capitalized. The Randy, the R in Randy is capitalized. The S in Short is capitalized. $ Dr. Randy Short. There's a book called Obama's Unending Wars I want people to look at. There's a woman by the name of Reba Harkins, R-E-B-A-H-A. WKINS2020.org. She's running to keep Elijah Cummings, tramp widow, out of that seat. We want to have a first Republican woman and of color in that office. She needs donation and support. We got to do this again because you got to have her and other folks. And that's it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, we didn't get into a lot about your work in Baltimore, the politics. Important, very important. Great discussion. Yes, of course we will, of course. God bless you.
God
bless
you. All right. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, I will be doing the show tomorrow. We're going to do it every day this week. Please join us. Wayne Elliott will be here for the really cool show. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll tell a lot of stories. His experience talking or knowing Jim Strauss and what he learned from that. It's important and it's entertaining. Boy, it's fun. Great to be with you. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intended you to be. Thank you for your support at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Thank you for your support. Bye from the good guys.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.